Congress is running out of time to avoid a government shutdown, and caught in the Capitol Hill crossfire is a tiny budget item with a huge impact on conservation, says commentator Derek Jackson.
There are probably few Americans alive who have not enjoyed the benefits of some of the more than 41,000 projects supported by the Land and Water Conservation Fund. Since 1965, it's preserved heritage sites spanning Civil War battlefields to civil rights monuments, watersheds to hunting grounds, and wilderness hiking trails to urban bike paths and skate parks. The fund helps protect and expand prairies, forests, meadows, riversides, seacoasts, and city green space. It's been such a bipartisan success that even the most controversial person ever to lead the Department of the Interior, James Watt in the Reagan era, called the fund one of the most effective preservation and conservation programs in America. Even today, in a hyper-partisan Congress, many Republicans have signed on to bills that propose to make funding permanent, though the House leadership wants to cut its budget by 38%. At the 11th hour, a consensus is building that this is no time to cut the fund. Last week, I went kayak camping in the Umbagog National Wildlife Refuge in New Hampshire and Maine. With the aid of the fund, thousands of acres have been added to the refuge. Umbagog is the last place bald eagles nested in New Hampshire in the era of DDT, and the first place they came back after the ban on that dangerous insecticide. As I paddled, an eagle blasted out of his tree perch above me and dived into the water for a fish so big and heavy it could not lift off. It paddled with its wings to shore to eat, ignoring a fellow photographer and me as we took portraits from just 50 feet away. For both of us, it was a lifetime moment of intimacy with our national symbol, an intimacy created precisely because the nation gave that eagle a place and the space, thanks to the Land and Water Conservation Fund.
Commentator and photographer Derek Jackson.